Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
How are we? Thursday edition.
Thursday edition.
A big day tomorrow.
We've got a big friggin' day tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
Marrying five couples at their front door.
Yes.
I know, it's going to be awesome. And you know, then Saturday, I'm off to another wedding.
Really?
Six weddings.
Oh. And I was just yesterday invited to a Zoom wedding as well on the same day.
That's our next promotion because we are your wedding station here in Newcastle. Next promotion, get married via Zoom.
Hey, it's a possibility.
That's a Zoom incredible. Wedding.
Yeah. So I don't like the Zoom wedding I was invited to as a regular wedding down Melbourne a year ago or whatever. Obviously put off.
Poor thing.
You missed your Balinese wedding?
Missed that. Well, that one's the one that's getting made up for in Sydney.
Oh, right.
And then the Melbourne one. The Melbourne one was like, I thought, oh, they've cancelled it for good.
Yeah.
And then yesterday I got a Facebook message with a code for Zoom.
You know what?
Oh. It's at the same time as the other one, basically.
Revo. Tick tock.
What?
When are you getting married? All your mates are getting married. You want to be the last bachelor, don't you? I'm the last man standing. All right, Emmy. I made it all the way to the very end. It's time for the ring.
I think I pretty much am the last of my friends.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, no, there's a few more out there. There's a few. I'm just thinking.
Are you afraid of marriage?
No.
So Emmy's definitely the one.
Yeah.
Do you guys...
They're already technically proposed. Really, you're already engaged because you both know it's going to happen. It gets to a point where it's just a matter of, like, when the ring, the right time.
See, I think that's dangerous to taint yourself with. Well, we know what's going to happen. You don't want to predict anything in life.
What do you mean?
Well,
Ben and I just knew.
Yeah, but, like, what if it doesn't?
Because you know what? When you're in love, you just know.
Yeah, exactly.
You just know.
Yeah.
Cliche as it may sound, you just know.
You just go, this person's, like, because it's the hardest thing to do in life, I reckon. There's two things, finding, like, an internal happiness, and the other one is finding someone that you're willing to, like, or interested in living with forever. Like, they're the two hardest things in life.
That's quite deep from you. I think that's very true, and I try to find my internal happiness. I think that's so important.
Yeah.
Because it is such a hard slog of a journey to be content with yourself. Do you think that you need the internal happiness before the marriage comes? Do you think that's what a lot of people, you know, might get divorced, they make that mistake and get married first without finding the internal happiness?
You've either got to find it or be on a path to it.
Yeah.
So people say, like, a big part of it is like a career, and then it's also just like an internal dialogue of peace and, like, calmness.
Mm.
And I think a lot of people, you've either got to be on a path to it, so like training towards your dream job or something, that's probably reasonable, or you've either got to be there, and then you're in a good spot to get married, I think.
I do admire your stability. No, not a joke. I honestly admire your stability and your calm. I think it's very, it's inspirational.
I went through a lot of different stuff, like trying different stuff to get to this point. I reckon it took, like, after you hit, say, 18 or 20 when you're an adult, or it took about 10 years, really, to figure out, oh, this is a good path.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It's good. Do you agree, Jay? Do you think, I mean.
Parts of it, yes.
Yeah.
But most of it. Yeah. But I just, I don't know. I think, to be honest, I think you've got to be happy in yourself first. You've got to have that fulfillment in who you are to make a relationship and a marriage work.
It's interesting the different points of your life, like, you know, different people comparing circumstances when they, you know, make the decision to find that internal peace and realize that that is so important to have in your life.
I reckon that's the hardest one.
Like, and then, I'm 30. I really didn't start thinking about, you know, finding that internal peace until like a year ago. And so it took me quite a long time to realize that that's so important in order to have a happy life.
I don't know about internal peace.
I don't know if that's different to each of you guys, but it's just about being happy.
Yeah. Like, I think that's what I mean.
Yeah, but we all have like goals and desires and wants and needs, and I think trying to find
that's
what
whatever
works
you
for you
find
is so hard.
Fulfills you as a person.
Mm. Yeah. And the same with, like you said, the career. You know, my problem is I think I focus too much and put too much emphasis on my job. Where, like, that's so, it's like the number one thing in my life because I don't have a relationship.
Mm.
And I think, you know, I just need to find a nice man that I love and I can balance that with my career and I'll be happy.
Well, hey, if you've figured that out, mm. I think that's the hardest challenge.
Like that is what it is. Mm. And it's kind of just weird because you have to wait for it.
Yeah,
you
to come along.
For it. It's interesting.
You can be on a path, but you don't necessarily have it till you figured it out. And hey, this might not be the end either. Like different things happen.
True. Well, there you go.
Ooh, we've done philosophy chat this morning. It's been fun. I like it.
Yeah, so do I. So do I. Let's look. I think we've just discovered what we could do on Talkback. Jade wants to do the antique chat. Yeah. We can do the
philosophy chat. Well, there's antique chat coming up in this podcast.
There is. I told you, you love the antique
chat. We're talking about a really great teapot later on.
Can you show me a photo of that too at some point?
Yeah, I will. I'll find it.
Very good. We're also talking sexy voices to get what you want. Jade's the queen of that.
Oh, thanks. I'll take a compliment.
Yeah, you should.
It's
take
only
it where
because
it, where you get it.
Queen, it was in the title.
You go, oh, it must be a compliment.
Enjoy the podcast. There you go. A little window into our deep internal thoughts.
That's fun.
Bye.
See ya.
Across Newcastle. Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the no-bos are about to throw open the mics.
Go. Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The no-bos.
Good morning, guys. How are we today?
Good morning.
Doing great.
Great. I'm excited because tomorrow we're going to be getting ready to go to weddings. Five weddings. I know.
Huge day tomorrow.
Wedding at your door. It's going to be great, guys. So many people helping us out with this. It's going to be incredible. So live streaming from 9:30 a.m. after the show tomorrow.
So exciting.
How are you guys dealing with daylight savings? Because I am so tired today. I think it's finally caught up.
Really?
Yeah it's been...
My body clock is whack.
Mine's out because I've been... I don't feel tired until later.
So what do you mean later in the day?
Yeah, so going to bed later and then waking up later and the whole thing is not going well.
Mm.
Yeah, Jackson, we were chatting this morning about how we're both feeling it at the moment. How are you going with it?
I am just so sluggish and slow because I get up so early, even on my days off. Like, I'm up at like 2:45, 3 a.m. So it just is taking a toll on me. I can't wait for the weekend to just sleep through it.
I'm quite perky.
Yeah.
I haven't really been, to be honest, it's weird. I don't know why.
Haven't noticed.
But when, you know, just before daylight savings and we were waking up around like 5 and it was daylight, that threw me more because I was always panicking thinking, oh no, I'm late to work. And now it's gone dark again. I'm like, everything's back to normal.
You're actually one of the proponents of daylight savings. We need to bring it in, you know, keep it around.
Yeah.
It's such a big debate, isn't it?
I never thought.
Every year, should we get rid of it? Oh, should we keep it?
I used to hate daylight savings. Like, former Queenslander, I hated it. I was thinking, why, why? And now, though, I've been down here for years, love it. I mean, Queensland needs to get it. Like, if I went back to Queensland, I'd be there with the petition signs going, daylight savings,
listen
bring
up,
it
Anastasia
on.
Palaszczuk.
Yeah, it's
what
great.
Do you know? Nothing.
I wouldn't want to have a toddler, though, trying to put a toddler to sleep at 8 o'clock at night.
Or roosters.
Daylight.
Yeah.
Be terrible.
Roosters are terrible in daylight savings.
Totally.
Awful.
Do you know what? Oh, yeah. I'll get a story about roosters later on.
Tell us now.
I
might as well.
Might as well.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are we chatting about roosters lately?
No.
Later? No.
No, not really.
It's for now.
Okay, I'll pop it out real quick. So, basically, my mum got a rooster recently because mum's got chickens to keep her thing. And so anyway, her roosters have been dying. And mum's like, why do the roosters keep dying? She reckons a neighbour nearby is getting like a pellet gun and taking out her roosters.
Are you serious?
She's dead set serious. I was only talking to mum.
It's an easy way to check. Does that have a pellet in it?
Well, I don't know. We didn't get that far into the chat because I said, well, obviously, I said, is it crowing really loudly? She's like, yeah, it crows.
Yeah, a bad neighbour if you go out and purchase a rooster. I think it's so rude.
Mum's on acreage, though. Like, well, yeah, you know, still. They're decent.
She's only got an acre
Like, let's not condone herding roosters. No, but you know, don't get them in the first place.
But the thing is, where mum lives, people have chickens and roosters, so there's obviously one neighbor, because I said, like, is it getting bitten by brown snakes but the thing is, the brown snake would eat them.
Maybe the chooks are like, get out of our pen.
Don't know, but mum's like on this big
chooks attack.
Big neighborhood. Like, watch now.
Wow.
Do you know what it could be?
What?
Like you said, a snake.
Yeah, snakes, crows, other birds, like eagles go for birds, you know, chickens as well.
Well, unless they die of fright.
Hey, we're doing animal chat and it continues because next we've got a local story. 5 snakes, 1 bed. That's not an exciting video to watch. It's a real thing. We're talking about it in minutes. Jade, Maddie and
Creepo, the Novos. We're talking 5 snakes and 1 bed right now.
Yeah, unbelievable story from the Central Coast. This lady goes into her bedroom expecting a nice relaxing nap / sleep, peels back the covers to reveal a nest of diamond pythons slithering around. One of them was huge, the rest were smaller, but still, I don't want any snakes in my bed. What about you, Maddie?
A whole family of snakes. Look, obviously not. Yeah. I don't think anyone would. No. But look, what a scare, the poor thing.
I just think a sicko. You know what? When I hear that there's 5 snakes in someone's bed, it makes me wonder what the rest of their house looks like. The filth, the infestation that some snakes crawled in and popped out some babies under her bed sheets.
Well, I just think that
unless it was a pet.
No, it wasn't a pet, obviously. It's just a case of, like, the time of year. Like, springtime, snakes are on the move. They could have been in the roof or something and went... slithered down the bedpost and slithered under the nice warm blankets and went, here's a good place to all hang out.
I think you might be right there. It is the season right now. Things are starting to warm up and they're looking for places to nest. We have so many snakes here at the station.
Yeah. I haven't seen any, have you?
Yeah, I have actually. I did see maybe like 3 last summer here.
What type?
Oh, like red-bellied black snakes.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the swamp down the back.
Well, that's true. I bet a couple of snakes live in that swamp.
I wonder if it was an old house.
No, it looked like a fairly modern place. Just like a really normal house, which
How
of course...
terrible. How terrible.
That means they could be living in anyone's roof. Ready to crawl into bed with you, Jade.
No, I live in the city and I like it that way because I don't have to worry about my chihuahuas because snakes... we'll eat them.
Yeah, well, they probably would go for something.
No, they do. They really do.
Have you seen it before, Jade?
I've heard of horror videos, like horror circumstances where this has happened. It's very sad.
Where'd it go?
In Queensland.
Little Murdy.
No, in Queensland, my brother-in-law, he's got 2 chihuahuas as well. Yeah. We're a chihuahua-loving family.
Oh, my God.
And basically, where they live, it's all, like, around, like, scrub and whatnot, and they always get snakes into their house. They have to call the snake catcher out all the time. And poor Chantelle has actually been working from home during the summer because she gets scared that snakes will get into the house and eat the chihuahuas.
Break into the house.
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
You know what?
Get the bolt cutters.
She needs to live her life.
Oh, jeez. You think I'm neurotic when it comes to the dogs? She's next level.
Is it a chihuahua thing? Do you think it attracts a certain type of person?
Oh, I do. That's a yes.
It may do. Well,
Paris
they say
Hilton, her and you.
They say dogs and their owners, you know, are similar, you know.
I've never met another chihuahua owner, so I can't really, you know, create the pattern.
Yeah, but true.
The three I've heard of.
Hey, guys, we are doing our Lads versus Lasses next. On offer today, we have a Maitland jail pass, family pass, school holiday fun. The whole fam can go out. Mm. Self-guided tour with Snitch the Rat.
Good old Snitch.
Thanks, Jane.
I love your rat impression. That was quite good.
We need one guy, one girl for the ultimate battle of the sexes. If you want to play, 13-10-09, doing it next.
Jane, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Lads
versus Lasses.
And we have an incredible prize to give away to the winner of Lads versus Lasses this morning. It is a family pass to Maitland Jail to see Snitch the Rat, who is doing kids tours throughout the school holiday of Maitland Jail, which would be very, very cool. Something that I'd love to go and do.
So much fun.
Yeah, well, it's an awesome like setup that they have there.
I love how, you know, like, because obviously snitches. Snitch the Rat. I love the play on words.
Did you only just
there.
Get that?
I've been enjoying that all week.
I think it's great.
Hey, looking at the leaderboard, lads still leading.
No, they're not.
Oh, it's tied.
It's tied now.
18 gold stars apiece.
Yeah, that's
crucial
right.
Today.
The women, we have clawed back 18 apiece.
Okay.
So they're long nails.
Let's do it.
Wow.
Karen, good morning.
Hey, Karen, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
That's the way. Now, Karen believes that Jason Statham is hot, loves spring and the colour blue. Imagine him in some, like, blue undies or something.
Oh,
that's the dream,
Karen.
Isn't it? No comment. Righto. All right, we'll crack right into the questions then. All right, question number one. And remember, this is crucial, Karen, not just for the pass, but for the leaderboard, because we're tied up at the right now.
Okay.
Which animal is featured on the Alfa Romeo logo?
A dragon?
It is a dragon.
Yes!
Correct. 1 point for Karen.
Karen, I drive an Alfa Romeo, and I didn't even know that. I thought it was a snake.
Well, yeah, I would have accepted snake, but dragon is actually the correct answer.
He also would have accepted serpent.
Yeah, I'm quite relaxed with the rules on that one. All right, number two. What is a whirly bird used for?
To let the hot air...
Of course
that's
it is.
Correct.
Oh, 2 points on the board.
Karen, I'm so glad you rang up this morning.
All right, question.
Thank you so much.
you're going to get this pass, you reckon? All right, number three. Alvi is a famous brand of A, duct tape, B, tape measures, or C, fishing reels.
Fishing reels.
Yes! 3 points.
Girls.
Go get him, Karen.
You are amazing.
That means that Chris needs to get all three right in order to go to a coin toss. So
this is amazing.
Hold the line there. Thank you, Karen. Chris is an AC/DC fan. He goes for the Bulldogs. Boo.
Woof, woof, woof.
And he wants a pet bulldog as well. Hey, Chris.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, doing good, brother. What's on for your day today?
Oh, not much. Just getting the kids out. I've got six of them, so we're going to try and do something.
How have they been these school holidays, Chris? Hard?
A bit of a nightmare.
And what car do you have to ferry them all around, or are you just putting them in the trailer or something?
I've got a Toyota Tarago.
A trailer?
Well, I don't know. There's so many of them.
I just want to quickly ask.
Is that 20? Please.
Chris, you know how you want a pet bulldog. What type of bulldog? Do you want a British bulldog? Because I think they're the cutest out of that breed.
Yes, they certainly are. The ones like the bulldog team itself. One of those.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes. They're beautiful.
All right, here we go. Chris, question number one. Who played the role of Juliet in the Baz Luhrmann film Romeo and Juliet?
Oh, sugar.
Come on, Chris.
I don't know that
This
one.
Is killing me, brother. I have to give you the X.
Sorry, Chris.
That means that Karen has won.
Yes. Oh, and puts the lasses in the lead as well.
You've done it, Karen.
What a disappointment.
Karen.
Sorry, Chris, but
Yeah, go girls. Women rule.
Good on you, Karen.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo. The Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
The Novos.
Creevo.
Yeah.
You weren't at pickleball last night. How the tables have turned.
Yeah. I project on.
Yeah.
Sitting there in judgment, Creevo, for the last several weeks.
Yeah, well.
You know what was...
Where have you been, Jade?
Really sad. Really sad. So, yesterday, Tony got in contact with you, Coach Tony.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, Creevo, can you please help me sell a vase?
Yeah.
And he brought his vase there. And he was waiting and kept looking at the door.
Yeah, I know.
And he's like, Jade, where's Creevo? I said, oh, Tony, I just don't know. I thought he was coming. He said, yeah, me too. I brought my vase. And he said it was vase. So basically, this is a great story, right? So he's just, Coach Tony's moved house for the 24th time.
Yeah.
And so basically, he was dropping off some, they've opened up those Good Samaritan drop-off points again.
Right.
So he was dropping off some clothes and bits and pieces, and someone had gone there and dropped this vase off next to the Goodwill,
So Tony took it from the charity bin, gave it to Creevo to sell to get cash for it.
But Creevo wasn't there, but this vase, no joke, is probably about half a metre.
You know it's illegal to take stuff from the charity bin?
No, I don't think it is. Fully ceramic. I think it is. No, it's not. Fully ceramic.
I didn't realize this was the situation. It's
really, 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 really heavy.
I've got a vase to sell.
Oh, anyway.
You just threw him in it, Jade.
No, I just think a lot of people will take things around the thing. If you're dropping stuff off, you can pick it up.
No,
I don't know. Anyway,
I
don't know the rules, okay? All I know is that he brought it there. It's giant, extremely heavy, and he was like, tell Creevo his profits go down the longer I have to hold on to the vase, because he said he was going to help me sell it.
Reasonable. Yeah, not sure about the whole picking it up from where he got it from, though. That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, if it's not inside it, it's not like he was reaching in his arm.
You know what?
Look,
actually,
that's true. It was on the footpath.
You're not actually supposed to leave stuff in front, so maybe he's actually removing a crime now I think about
it. Well, I actually don't think you're supposed to drop off things other than clothes into those bins anyway.
I'll tell you what is a disgrace. My poor mum.
What happened?
So she purchased a lotto ticket, and the number on the ticket was 89. The $1 million winning ticket was ticket number 91.
Oh, no.
So think about the statewide ticket sales.
Yeah.
Milliseconds
from
getting the $1 million ticket.
Oh,
that's actually devastating.
And think about every news agency right across the state hitting the button to print the ticket.
If
that person behind the counter at the news agency had, you know, maybe not said hello.
Or just, like, coughed or something.
Just a slight interruption, my mum might have been $1 million richer.
Oh, no.
God.
Oh, Maddie.
So devastating.
You probably would have got a cut in that too.
Yeah.
A good cut, yeah.
A new car.
Yeah.
Your first car.
Nah, she would have given me, like, a couple hundred K.
Really?
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Because you're like la familia. Like
exactly.
If you get one score, you all share in it.
Though.
Poor Sue, and it was just her birthday on Tuesday.
13:10:09 this morning. What did you just miss out on? It could be a lotto win. I know a lot of people have these sorts of stories.
Yeah,
be anything in life. If you want to give us a call, prizes on offer. Tickets to The Honest Thief up for grabs this morning.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, The Novos.
What did you just miss out on?
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
I am grieving the things that I could have purchased with my handout from Mum if she had won the $1 million lotto ticket the other night. She was two tickets off the winning ticket.
Oh,
I'm
terrible.
Devastated. So is she. It was just her birthday. The poor doll. She's just absolutely beside herself.
Oh,
is it like a millisecond away from becoming a millionaire?
Has she bought a lotto ticket before?
Yeah, she started playing sort of in the last 12 months.
Oh,
she hasn't won big.
You know
but
what?
This was the closest she's been.
Gives you hope. that. Yeah, someone's got to win it. Yeah, she was so close. Like, maybe next time she might get it.
New car.
That's a gambler's attitude. Yeah, gamble well, responsibly.
Gamble
I
responsibly,
say.
But you know, I do believe someone's so got to win it.
One number off.
What would you have spent your money on?
$200,000.
Well, that's what I mean.
In the skyrocket.
Brand new car. I would have put some away. I would have went on a really great Christmas holiday.
Yeah.
Wherever I could go. Mm.
I thought you would have said, like, bought your own radio license, started your own online radio.
I can only deal with so much radio.
Well, you love it, you know.
I do. Well, thanks. We'll take in your calls, 13-09. I do believe we have Sue on the phone. Now, Sue hasn't missed out. She's won big.
You've been a big winner, Sue.
Hey, Sue. How are you today?
Hey, how you going?
Good.
Oh, you sound like a winner, Sue.
Yeah.
How much did you win?
Oh, my husband won the first four in the Melbourne Cup the year that Michelle Payne got up.
Oh.
So he was out with some friends and they were calling past the tab and he chucked a $3 mystery first four on and Michelle Payne had to come first, second had to come second, third had to come third, fourth had to come fourth. And his $3 turned into $93,000.
Wow.
Are you serious?
$93,000.
That's insane.
What did you do with it?
Oh, look, we'd just taken out a loan for a caravan. So we always laugh now when people say, you know, life is your loans 5 to 7 years. And we look at each other and go, well, we could actually pay that off tomorrow. You never know.
What a story.
That's a fancy caravan.
Yeah, oh, Sunday had some plastic surgery. We had some bills at the time, so yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh, that's so good.
What a great time of life.
Was it quite, obviously you mentioned a few purchases there. Was it really easy to just burn through that money real quick?
Oh, yeah, like absolutely. Like before you know it, it's just gone. But I mean, at the time I was out with friends at Customs House at a lunch. He was at work and I was screaming that place down. People, my friends are like, give us the phone. If you're lying, you better tell her now. I was like, holy shit.
Sue, imagine if, like, he'd put on $5. Imagine if he put on 50.
You can't think
I know.
But Jade does.
I do. Still, like, that's great. But what could have been?
We'll send you along to our new FM's advanced screening of The Honest Thief. Thank you, Sue. What a story.
Wow.
That
excites
good.
Me. It really excites
me. Yeah,
so
look at you.
So you're going to ditch the lotto, Jade, and now start backing horses.
No, the only time I back a horse is my stepdad's, like, hobby race horse.
Oh, I can't believe we forgot to speak about this when it comes to lotto.
Mm.
A winner yesterday in the Hunter $4.6 million ticket. I don't think they've found them yet.
No.
So if you have a ticket.
They bought it at New Lambton,
in
I
your
think
wallet,
it was.
Get it checked today. And if we've reminded you and prompted you, please don't forget us.
Yeah, and we're not.
Don't forget about
us. We're not
us.
Joking. Like, this is a dead set thing.
Also, if you notice your neighbour suddenly buying, like, several sports cars.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm just.
Around the Lambton area, it's probably them.
It was $4.66 million won at Lambton.
Yep, correct.
Jeez.
Purchased in Lambton, that's all it says.
Very good. The hot spot.
I know, right?
It's the right kind of hot spot.
Imagine that.
Very good. We get the Rona. This is heaps better.
We've got a millionaire in Newcastle. Probably a few, but we've got a new one. Guys, I have got to tell you about the worst soccer match in history after this. You're not going to believe this. This is a massive score, okay? Like, sometimes when a team normally gets flattened, it's like maybe 5-2.
Yeah.
This score was 37-0, which is massive in a soccer match. Like, that's unheard of.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you about the worst soccer match in history in a second.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for us.
Yeah, this was a terrible game, guys. So an amateur German football team lost a match playing soccer 37-0 after they basically socially distanced from their opponents due to the concerns about the coronavirus. So normally,
why bother?
I know, right?
Why mess around playing?
Bizarre. So I'll tell you what the whole situation was. So basically, the losing side, right, Rippdorf, they only fielded 7 players, as that's the minimum team size required to compete, right? Normally there's 11 players on the field. Yeah, right. So firstly, they're playing like, you know, 7 to 11
Understaffed.
But that was the strategy. then it came. So basically they did this because their opponents who they were playing, Holdenstadt, they previously faced off against a team with a player who tested positive for coronavirus. So basically, even though their opponents tested negative for COVID-19, they just didn't feel the conditions were safe enough to properly compete. So
why
they didn't want
to... Why do they play? Like,
why bother?
It's very strange, I know.
Like, do you really want to get back to sport that
I can answer that one. It's because it was an amateur league and they would have had to have paid a certain amount of money in order to forfeit the game.
Correct.
And they didn't want to. They couldn't afford to.
So, yeah, there was a $350 fine, roughly, to forfeit the game.
Oh, I'd chip in just not to get the Rona.
But basically...
What is it, like $50 a person or something?
Yeah, maybe. But if you're not earning that much money as a professional soccer player, you don't want to have to chip in.
Yeah, I'd chip in to avoid the Rona.
Hell yeah.
Any day.
But the thing is...
my money.
Their opponents all tested negative. They didn't have it. But they were just paranoid, basically.
Yeah, I would be too.
They were like, all right, we'll put the 7 players on the field. That's the minimum.
Run around the edge. We'll just let them score the
goals. Exactly. That's what they did. So they basically just, like, kicked it. When the game kicked off, one of the players just passed the ball to the opponent. And then the team walked to the sidelines and just stayed there.
Wow.
Worst game ever.
Imagine going to watch that.
Yeah. Nah,
actually,
you'd be filthy.
I'd enjoy that. I'd enjoy that because
something
you just
different.
Laugh at the spectacle.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd be bored, though.
That seems like a political statement to me. Mm. For some reason, I reckon. Just to
something
say, involved. This is silly, guys. Come on.
Yeah, well, the whole fine system seems ridiculous considering Rona times.
Let them off.
Yeah, if someone's tested positive, you don't want to be touching the same ball as them.
Terrible,
you don't want to
really.
Be fiddling with that ball.
Because what would happen if they just, I guess if you forfeit a match without paying the fee?
Look, it's the pride, Jade. It's the
well, they
pride.
Don't want to be kicked out of
the league.
To keep it going.
Yeah, I guess that's the risk.
Fight to the death.
They've also hit the history books too.
Yes,
well,
that's
one way to get into it.
That's a great point.
If
you can claim a thing in history.
History, 37-0.
Look at us talking about it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, I'll always remember the names Rippdorf and Holdenstadt because they were the two teams that went head to head. So if I ever went to Germany and someone said, oh, let's go catch a soccer game, but who's playing? Rippdorf? I'll be like, yeah, all right, I'm there.
I am going to test you on that in exactly 1 hour. To see
if you
remember
either
so
of the names.
I'm fairly certain that's not how they're pronounced, but okay.
No, yeah, my German's
I think
not
that town's feeling a bit ripped off at the moment.
Rippdorf and Holdenstadt. Oh, goodness gracious. But
news time up next. Thank you, Jade, for that beautiful story.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo,
the Novos.
Big shout out to our mates at the Happy Mobile Cafe. Really needed this morning. Mm. No stickers on our cups today, though.
Oh.
I guess they're not that happy today. No, joking. Aye. Carl and Benny, we love them.
The legends.
HappyMobileCafe.com.au. Yeah, because you keep them all. How many stickers from your coffee cups do you have on
about
your microphone arm,
100,
Jade?
I reckon.
Yeah.
They look cool. I like them on the photo board.
We have a board here with all our treasured moments together that I've printed out at wherever Kmart and the work printer.
Yeah.
And I put all the stickers onto our photos from all our outings and
it's
events
like a fun
that we've
photo
done.
Collage.
Yeah, we've got like a big,
well, like teenage board. Girls.
We are.
This is our bedroom.
So true. Hey, guys, a bit of a story from down in Sydney, Bondi Beach. You'd be well aware of it. Famous beach.
Cool.
Yeah.
They're
Wait, where?
They're looking at a plan to set up an exclusive European-style beach club. Now, what a great idea. What this means is they fence off a part of the beach, and if you want to go in, it's $80, and that gives you 2 hours, and then you can, when you're in there, buy food and drinks. Now, Matty, you're very excited about this. You can imagine the DJ pumping cocktails being brought around on little trays by people in... You know, very good-looking people, I'm sure, would be bartending.
I just think...
The waves pumping.
Finn's Beach Club in Bali.
Yeah, it's like, sort of that vibe.
That's my kind of vibe.
Now...
I like it.
We were talking about this yesterday, and you said, how good would it be to have one of these in Merriweather?
Oh, amazing.
Fence off part of Merriweather, $80 to get in.
Tastefully. Like, yeah. You know, not like those festival barriers, but, do it nicely.
I don't like the idea of that.
An exclusive beach club here in Merriweather for this summer for the Rona times, $80 to get in.
That's it.
Couple of hours of pure luxury.
Think about it. The nice lounges, the relaxation, the music. That's what we really need.
It's too hoity-toity. No thanks. And you know what? They'll take the best bit of the beach.
Oh, Jay, give me a break. You'll be the first one down there with your Instagram out. Look where I am.
No, I wouldn't.
I'm 100%.
No, I'm not a show pony.
It depends if they were doing an opening.
I'm not trying to,
Yeah, and she didn't have to pay to get in.
Grand opening.
My Instagram's very real. I'm not sitting there putting fancy pictures up trying to look like I'm an influencer and professional lighting and all that business.
Anyway.
Okay. I'm undecided.
I'm for it.
I'm undecided.
Bring it on. Make some cash. Come on.
No.
131009, help me decide. Should we have an exclusive European-style beach club here in Merriweather?
Yep, absolutely.
Get on the phones.
Blinding lights right now, live across Newcastle. It's 7:10. Imagine right now you're on the beach. The sun's beaming down on your face. You've got a cocktail in hand, your sun hat on. The weekend's slowly pumping up. Great.
Team Maddie or Team Jade? 131009.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Should Merriweather get a beach club? I think it should.
See, and I know it.
Yeah, this is all because down Bondi, they're looking at plans at the moment. It'd be a super chic European-style beach club. Imagine this, right? You've got the DJ there pumping the tunes, lounge chairs, umbrellas, people coming around serving you cocktails, fancy food, a little slice of paradise right in our paradise.
No, I don't like the idea. You're ruining our beautiful landscape with that.
And like, it'd be fenced off from everyone else, so $80, you get 2 hours in this place.
No.
It'd be totally different.
You shouldn't have to pay to enjoy the beach.
You're not paying to enjoy the beach, though. You're enjoying the experience of being there in that surround.
No, that's ridiculous.
Nah.
Ridiculous.
All right, so this is the question we're asking. Should we have one here in Merriweather? 131009. Maddie loves the idea. Your team, Maddie. Jade thinks it's crazy and should be shut down immediately.
It's just going to be full of ridiculous try-hard influencers who are just trying to get nice pictures of themselves posing with cocktails. Oh, look at us in our private area.
What's wrong with that? Also,
terrible.
Also, we can't go on holidays. I read an article yesterday that said Bali travel is off until at least the end of next year. So why not have a taste of Bali right here at home?
No, have a taste of Australia. Be an Aussie.
Bali.
Just be real. Enjoy the natural wonders of Australia. Now, gorgeous beaches.
Trev, hello. How are you? Trev.
How you going, boys?
Oh,
yeah,
g'day, Trev.
Well, doing well.
Now, should Merriweather Beach. Yeah, there he is, Trev the truckie.
Hey,
Trev. Oh, you know that does things to me, Trev. I love that big horn.
I know.
Now, what do you reckon? Should Merriweather Beach get a beach club?
Matty, I'm going to ask you a question. Where do you live?
Wickham.
Okay, do you live in Australia or do you live in Europe?
Well said, Trev. We live in Australia.
Oh, Trev, you just don't want to get your rig out at the beach, mate.
If I am going to go to the beach, I want to enjoy 100% sun.
Trev, there's plenty of other places on the beach to go and, you know, enjoy it for free and enjoy the sun.
But why should I pay $80 just for 2 hours for someone to come and say, here's your cabana, here's your seat.
How great, though.
But, mate, it's not worth it. You're
only
get it for 2 hours.
Trev, friend, my friend.
Yeah, Trev.
You listen to this, all right? So it's the middle of summer. The sun is beaming down on you. You shouldn't be out in the sun for long anyway. Wouldn't you like to have a quick dip, then retreat back to your cabana with a cocktail waiting for you?
But the thing is, it's 2 hours. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you, Trev.
If I'm going to do that, I'll rather go get my own gazebo, take it down to the beach, set up the back, and then I've got everything there for myself.
Nah, exactly.
You've got to set it up.
No, Trev, I'm with you, man. There's nothing wrong going to Bunnings or wherever you go, buy a beach umbrella, set it up, get your esky, and pulling out a coldie on the beach there.
Exactly.
DIY Jade over here. Thanks, exactly. Trev. Trev the truckie, there he is. Thank you, sir. Who's next?
Katie. Good morning, Katie.
Morning.
Hey, what are your thoughts?
Look, I love the idea. I think it sounds really great, but we're in Newcastle. I think we're a little too bogan for something so fancy.
Have you been to Bali?
It's not going to be a success, you reckon?
No, not really. I mean, I just think they're going to have, like, no kids down there and everything. Like, that sounds, you know, great, peaceful, that sort of thing. But it's Newcastle. Like, yeah, I've been Bali, that sort of thing, but no, I just don't think it's going to be that successful. It'll be like tumbleweeds on the beach. No one's going to fork out $80.
We all say, what about the mums and dads with the kids? Now, I know that this is going to get me into trouble.
Yeah.
What about the single people of the world, like me?
The single young people have a good time.
I don't have kids. I'm not tied down to children. I want to go out to the beach club on the weekend.
Yeah, I'm all for, like, kid-free time for sure, but I just think it's a little too upmarket for where we are. Like, it's
upmarket for, like, a month, and then it would get super trashy and would all enjoy it.
Like, it's like a cheap Tuesday. You can pay $20 for a Tuesday.
It just sounds terrible.
Jade, you're from the Sunshine Coast. Give me a break.
So what was that supposed to mean?
Yeah, I'll leave that up to you.
There's nothing in that. An insult. I'm from the Sunny Coast. It's a beautiful part of the world as well.
I've come to my decision. If they can drop the price to $20, I'm in.
Oh, good, good.
Above that, it's too much.
Thanks, Katie. $20. Look at you, appeasing both sides.
No, $20 would be keen. Imagine that nice little, like, comfortable seating.
Just take your beach umbrella down to the beach.
It
pull up a queue.
It always blows over and falls on the ground.
Oh, we'll learn how to be a man and put one up.
What an insult.
Yeah, I'm very insulted, but you know what? I won't let it go.
What are we talking about next? Teapots. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, antique chat.
Oh, yay.
Crevo and I's favourite thing to have chit-chats about, but you're not going to believe what this small teapot went for the other day. No. Don't turn
off. Is it short and stout?
No. This is insane. This man actually stumbled across this, like, tiny teapot, and you're not going to believe how much it sold for. You could have one of these teapots in the back of your garage that you put into a box and that you don't know is worth, like, a mint. So I'll tell you more about it.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Yay.
Who doesn't love Antiques Roadshow? I don't know a soul who doesn't enjoy that show.
I like it, definitely. Oh,
it's so good because, you know, there's so many places, like houses, people that find things tucked away in a cupboard that's worth a fortune. And you just go, oh, where's my cupboard? And you go raiding and having a look to see if anything could be worth it.
Can't relate, unfortunately.
My favourite thing about that show is when someone goes, this has been in my family for 4 generations.
Yeah.
What's it worth?
And they get cut down.
Actually, it's 40 years old. Your mum's lied to you and it's worth £30.
Well,
that is pretty funny.
It's so easy for family members to elaborate because you get attached prized possessions like I've inherited.
Well, you've got a treasure cabinet.
And I inherited some. My nana let me, you know, take a couple of things last time I visited her. She's like, is there anything you want out of my treasure cabinet? And I took some of the crystal. She said, oh, you know, that was my grandmother's, you know, look after it. I'm like, okay. And you wonder, you think, was it really? when you hear stories like that on Antiques Roadshow.
You should do an audit. Yeah. On the things you've been given, Jade.
And what you've been told. Check everything against it.
It's just priceless, you know. But we're going to talk about this amazing teapot that's been found. Unfortunately, it wasn't here in Australia. It was a British man who found it while cleaning out his garage during lockdown. It was filled with family relics. And this small, tiny teapot, it nearly ended up at a thrift store over there. Before being auctioned. Now, do you want to guess how much this teapot ended up being worth?
Can I just add something to this?
Yeah.
Like to maybe liven the conversation on some hard style? I think the teapot was worth like $10
million. I'm going to say that's too much. I think £50,000.
Ooh, more. $500,000.
Wow, for a teapot.
I'm not kidding.
That's quite a bargain.
So listen to this. They believe, this is a story, they believed that it was brought back to England by his grandfather who was stationed in the Far East during the Second World War. And he was actually awarded, I believe it's pronounced the Burma Star. And the man said the item was nearly donated to an op shop when he decided to have it appraised and was surprised to learn it was an 18th century Chinese wine ewer that may have been used in the palace of Emperor Qinlong.
Qinlong.
That's fancy.
Qinlong.
That's real long.
But apparently, no, where this gets even more incredible, they're saying that the ewer has been expected to sell for 50, like you said, Crevo, so you're sort of on the money. But there was 8 bidders who were basically just going head-to-head and it ended up being 500,000. But there's only 2 nearly identical items known to exist in the entire world that are actually housed in museums in China and Taiwan. So this would be like the only privately owned Chinese
Emperor Qinlong was a bit greedy, it seems.
He had 3 teapots.
Amazing, right? That's I don't know why, it just gives me a buzz. But what I love, you know, when you're sitting at home and you've got this prize family heirloom being auctioned, like sitting back watching the auction, what would you be doing? Just, you know, would you reckon you'd have a party?
Oh, you just fantasize about all the
how
money
you're
going to
get.
Yeah.
Well, he said,
long process to sell them though, right?
Months to sort it all out. It's got to be advertised, etc.
Well, he said it was very tense, and he said he got a few cans of Guinness beforehand, and he got sloshed, and you know, enjoyed the bidding process, and then he just like he was so happy, obviously getting $500,000 that. He amazing. Just continued to party with his Guinness all
stayed
night.
Stayed humble.
Yeah.
No fancy.
Only Guinness.
What a story.
No IPA.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Maddie and Grifo.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Well, Jade, you received an interesting message from someone from your past this morning.
Yeah, so, no joke, we're sitting here doing the show.
Yeah.
7:06, I get this message pop up from a guy I went to school with, Alex. And I thought, oh, how bizarre. Like, because he had sent me a friend request, in all fairness, a little while ago. And he was just sort of sitting there and I was like, oh, do I, don't I? I was thinking, like, I didn't have any problems with him. I'll just accept him onto my Facebook. Yeah. That's fine.
Because you're quite selective with that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't let anyone onto my personal Facebook page. I just sort of, you know, but I was thinking, he was all right. Didn't have any issues with him.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, I'll let him on, see what he's up to, whatever. Anyway, this is the message I get, right? Very odd. 7:06 this morning. Hey, Jade, thanks for adding me back. Stoked to see you as a radio personality. I'm like, okay. Then he goes, this is kind of random, but the reason I added you is because I wanted to make amends for how I treated you back in high school. Please let me know if you want me to explain more or not. But I can't remember ever having an issue with this guy. I barely spoke to him.
Well,
this is bizarre.
Very strange.
Weird.
I think it's a weird way to try and get in your pants.
But like,
you reckon?
Yeah, 100%.
No, I don't think so. He lives in America. He says he lives in Gilbert, Arizona. But the thing is that he obviously, to see I'm a radio personality, he's obviously gone and had a look around my Facebook. He would see I'm married. Why would you even bother?
Well, that's a good point.
You know what I mean? That I don't think that's his intention.
Maybe
he likes
the challenge.
No, I think he's just being genuine. I don't think it's anything like that. But the thing is, I can't remember there ever being an issue. Like, I genuinely barely spoke to the guy.
Do you think he's confusing you for someone else, maybe? Was there other Jades in your year?
Well, there's one other girl, Jade Bancroft. But the thing is, he dated all my friends. And he actually was a year above me. He actually wasn't
in your year,
in my grade. But the thing is, my grade and the year that was actually above me, we were actually really weirdly close.
So he's gone through all your friends.
Well,
who's the missing piece of this puzzle, Jay?
He's dated them all. You said.
Oh, he dated two, but like I don't think I just
maybe he's like I'm real long shot. But can I cross Jade off the list as well?
No, surely not.
Well, but guys can be weird sometimes.
He's in another country.
Yeah, but you went to America last year, so maybe he's seen your pictures. You know, Jade comes over here.
I don't think that's it. But
maybe I'll be coming home eventually.
Should I bother saying? He said, "Please let me know if you want me to explain more or not."
I
want to
know more. I'm interested.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know
find
what to
it
do.
Fascinating when people from school add you later on in life. Yeah. I find it a little strange. It's happened to me. Same sort of deal. I had a guy add me that used to like bully me and shoot like pellets at me at school.
Really?
And then like only a few years ago, he's like, "Hey, how's it going?" I'm like, "Oh, that's interesting."
Because I know you do stupid things when you're in high school. People get affected differently by certain things. So I don't know. Maybe he thought he treated me badly, and I didn't think any different.
Well, I'd throw it out to the phones. That's the only way.
What do I do? 13 10 09. Do I ask this guy to explain, or do I just let it go?
And or do you have any ideas about what's going on here?
Yeah,
like maybe you've had a similar thing happen, or you've got a theory.
Yeah, if someone's ever reached out to you from high school saying they want to make amends for something, did you go down that path? On 13 10 09, because I'm really blown away. I've not had
it's
this happen
weird.
Before.
Jade, Maddie, and Grizzo, the Novos.
Yeah, weird situation, Jade. Someone from your school past has contacted you this morning.
Yeah, so this guy I went to school with, he was in the grade above me, Alex, and he reached out and he said, "This is kind of random, but the reason I added you is because I wanted to make amends for how I treated you back in high school. Please let me know if you want me to explain more or not."
God, how fascinating. Because it's been, just for context,
I went to school.
What has it been,
I graduated
like
2004.
So 16 years ago
you
graduated.
That's a long time.
To get back in touch.
So 13 10 09, I'd love to actually hear from someone also who's been the person to reach out to someone at high school.
Question.
To make amends. Because...
Yeah. Like, did you have much to do with him at the time?
But this is the thing, not really.
And you're type of person that remembers every detail.
Yeah, like, I'm very good.
Oh, like, Mrs. Frischkorn from class 6F or whatever.
Yeah, she,
everything.
Oh, Miss Frischkorn, she was a piece of work. But no, but like, in all fairness, Alex, like we ran in the same friend circles.
Mm.
But other than, he was more sort of an acquaintance. I didn't have really much to do with him.
Okay, question. Was he sort of like that hot school jock at the time?
Mm.
Not, I didn't find him attractive.
But all of your friends did.
Well, two of my girlfriends in my circle dated him.
Well, I think he wants to, you know, somehow reconnect with you with a hope that one day maybe he can finish off the set. Jade and her friends.
No, I don't think so. He's in another country, but I don't know. Who knows?
Well, what should you do? Because he's left it open. You can message him or not. Let's go to Drew. Hey, Drew.
There you go.
Hey, good, man. What do you think Jade should do here? Do you think it's weird?
Or what's going on?
Well, I think curiosity kills the cat, don't you?
You want to know?
Yeah, why not? I call a spade, I reckon, yeah. Wouldn't you want to know? He might have had a dirty secret you don't know about.
Well, that's true. Well,
maybe
I want to know now.
Well, I did say
no,
that.
Like, I remember when I was a kid.
Yeah.
When I was at school, you know, we just used to do it. We used to hide underneath the stairs and look up the girls' skirts.
Well,
yeah, well,
that sounds like a crime.
No, yeah, but, well, in all fairness, it's guys did do that back at school.
Mm. Thanks,
boys do. True. I mean, young boys. I'm not saying it's right, but, you know, we'll see if we can look up her skirt.
No.
Well, I'd never
heard of that. I never did that.
Well, I don't know. But
I don't know what was going on at your school, but yeah, I don't think that's allowed.
That. Yeah, that's definitely you're not supposed to do it.
But yeah, but anyway, boys will be boys.
I think like you should message him. Just be like, hey, man, like, bit weird you've messaged me after so long.
What are you talking about?
What are you on about?
Because obviously it's something he needs to get off his chest to feel better and move on from the past. But I just don't want to be hit with any baggage. You know what I mean? Like, I've been living a happy life, mate. Yeah. I haven't thought about you once.
Good luck, mate. Good luck.
Keep us updated what you decide.
I will.
Love It or Loathe It is up next, and we're talking KFC, guys.
Yeah.
Of course, you might have heard the news about their brand new product.
Yeah, I want to know more about it.
I'll tell you why and what we're doing with this next.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
This is where one of us gets the thoughts on the daily topics, and today it's me asking you, Maddie and Grievo, if you love or loathe KFC.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it for me.
I love it. I've had it twice this week.
Really?
It is delicious. It's such an integrated part of my lifestyle now. I don't think I could let it go.
An integrated part of my
life. I ignored it for so long.
Really?
Yeah, in my early 20s, late teens, I used to think, oh, KFC, no good. But then...
You're a big Domino's guy back then.
Now, KFC is life.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Couldn't live without it.
I'm a Wicked Wings person.
In moderation.
Well, I hear they have a brand new recipe or a product which is going off online at the moment. It looks delicious.
They are. So this is up your alley. Up your alley. Daddy, sorry. But the saying wrong for a second. KFC is now serving the popcorn chicken slap. So this is is pretty incredible. So basically, the concept is basically dead simple. It's basically 6 fresh dinner rolls loaded up with tasty cheese, barbecue sauce, and, of course, the almighty KFC popcorn chicken.
Sorry, I need the sexy music on as you talk about this.
And the beauty of this innovation isn't just how it'll hit your taste buds, but how easily you can divvy it up for sharing.
Oh, yeah.
So, now, hang on a second, because you mentioned something that I feel like we glossed over quite quickly.
Yeah.
6 dinner rolls, is they're all still connected together?
So, basically...
Like a family share pack.
Correct. So, you know when, like, you go and buy dinner rolls and they are all connected and you just sort of rip them apart one by one? This is where they've done the whole, like, Subway thing and they've just cut the whole slab. So they've cut the 6 buns in half, still all connected, and then they've flipped the 6 buns off, all connected, and then they've layered it with the cheese, the barbecue sauce, and then the popcorn chicken. And then they just go boop and put it on top, so then you can just take it with you and then just like rip the buns apart.
What value for money? $10.95.
And they're calling it the popcorn chicken slab. Oh, it looks good. You know what?
Good.
Great. I could imagine like teenagers going ahead down to the beach, Nobby's, and going to KFC there in town, getting the slab and then heading down to the beach, breaking one off.
Ripping it all up.
Well, apparently this was a secret menu item prior to them releasing it as a fully fledged KFC product. I can see... Finally, the stoners have influenced a takeaway company to make something they love. That would so be something that those guys would go in there at, you know, 11 o'clock at night and ask for.
Sounds like a very slippery
really
slope.
Covers all markets.
I'm real hungry. Real hungry.
You know
suddenly
what?
Peckish. You know, why are you peckish at 1 in the morning?
This is why you need to work at KFC or one of the fast food joints when you're younger. because you get the secret menu. They don't like to tell you about it, but unless you work there, you know what you can and can't do.
Is there secret menu items at Domino's? Oh, 100%. Because he works back there.
I think
suddenly
it would be.
Sworn to secrecy. Suddenly you don't want to reveal it.
Yeah, there were secrets. Yeah. I did. There are secrets. But yes, there was a secret menu, which I can't tell you. But I think it's a thing.
Well, this is why I love KFC. They don't keep the secrets. They share them. Mm-hmm. It's good. Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos. Stop. All right.
Across Newcastle. Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started. Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Of course, it is our wedding at your door tomorrow. We are marrying five couples right here. It's going to be a great day. Just a big shout out to a couple of people that have really helped us out on this, and that is Slippery Coco, one of these businesses. Incredible product, guys. Have a look at these. These are date night boxes finest.
Oh, wow.
So a nice bottle of Moët in there, which, of course, beautiful. Some Ferrero Rocher chocolates and this Slippery Coco intimate oil. It's fantastic. It's great.
Organic and ethically sourced.
Yeah, that's absolutely what you want for your honeymoon or your wedding night, I should say.
Well, each couple who will be tying the knot tomorrow is going to score themselves one of these boxes.
They look
We're
amazing.
Looking after all aspects of the day. You
we
know?
Really are.
And evening.
Absolutely.
Think of us.
Check him out. Really good. SlipperyCoco.com.
Hey, guys. Up next, I wanted to do just a bit of a fun one. 131009 to get involved. Do you, or maybe it's your partner, use a special voice to get what you want? Now, what I'm talking about here is, I think kids definitely do it.
Yeah.
Like, they act extra cute. Like, please, mummy, can I please have the toy? And, like, you know, parents can't help but their little hearts melt when they hear that. And then there's also adults that do this.
Yeah.
And I think they do it quite a bit more than you think. Put on, like, a special voice to get what you want.
I'll tell you one person I know that does this on the reg.
Who?
You, Jade.
No, I
you,
don't.
Jade Leader, yes.
Actually, yeah, you do.
Do I?
You are the queen of this.
How?
Well, you're doing it now.
Am I? No,
yeah,
I
if you
I.
want something, yeah. Let me just do the Jade when she wants something. Maddie, so do you think you can come shopping with me today?
Crevo, can you please reset the Wi-Fi?
Well, like, yeah, that's true. I do it. All right. I do it on the daily.
When you're angry,
days.
Don't talk to me.
Yeah, polar opposites.
131009, give us your voice that you use to get what you want or an impression of maybe it's your partner or kid or whatever.
I think
best one gets a prize.
Women definitely do this at work a bit.
I think so.
To try and get out of work or have someone help them with work.
It happens with blokes
I know I
as well.
To do it. Yeah,
I think it's quite pathetic coming from a bloke, but I mean, it does happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. You've done it in the odd occasion.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
for a
you
lift.
Do.
So, do you think I could get a lift?
Any chance or? I could get, guys, any chance I could get a lift?
And then you throw in, oh, I'll get you lunch.
Well, look, yeah, well, look,
that's
a fair
just pure bribery.
All right, we want your voice to get what you want. Best one wins a prize.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
131009 this morning. Give us your voice that you use to get what you want. Prizes on offer this morning. Jade, you are the queen of this.
Oh, look, I don't know about queen, but I try my best when I want something, I guess.
You see, Crevo, it always works on you.
Yeah.
It doesn't really work on me for obvious reasons.
You always go, Jane, I'm a gay man. You can't use that voice on me.
It really just doesn't work. I think, why are you talking like this?
But Maddie.
No.
Maddie, please can you help me do this?
You do it all the time in the office. You, Crevo, never do this. Now, if you're at home with your partner, Emmy.
Yep.
And she's being particularly difficult about something and you want to sway her opinion, do you pull it out?
I'm just trying. Yeah, go, Jade.
Creevo doesn't really do it on Emmy. You know where what he does it on? You work your magic on Telstra and when you want to buy like a
TV.
True. He chose it to get discounts.
Yeah, that's true.
Give us your spiel.
Well, so I start by, as soon as I approach like the counter or something, right? Hey, how's your day going? You know, try and get into the chat.
Harvey Norman, it's Jerry Harvey here. How can I help you?
Yeah, g'day. How's your day going?
Yeah, good, good.
I was just looking at this TV that you've got advertised. Do you know the 42-inch Samsung?
Yeah, I know it well.
Yes,
I know it well.
Pretty good TV, isn't it?
Great TV. Fantastic. The best you can buy.
Wondering if it's all possible to get a little extra off the price at all, because I'm really keen on it, but it's just a little outside my budget.
Look, unfortunately, not much we can do for you.
All right. Are you sure? Because I'm really wanting that TV.
Yeah, we'll give you the discount. I wouldn't. Jerry Harvey would, though. He's a nice guy.
That I've heard.
All right. Well, let's take your calls right now. Hey, Robbie.
Good morning. How are we all?
Hello, Robbie.
Hello.
We are good. Now, Robbie, do you pull this out much in your life?
No, the grandkids do.
Oh, yeah. What sort of voice do they put on, or what are they trying to get out of you?
Well, they come and go, Nanny, I love you.
That already sounds cute. And you're doing it, Robbie.
Robbie.
Can I have?
Robbie, you work at Lowe's, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, do you get many middle-aged men trying to sweet-talk you with their baby voice to get what they want at your work?
No, well, we get a lot of men that say to me, can I get a discount? I go, no.
You've been hardened, Robbie.
And then they say, are you sure? Yes. Positive, no.
You've been hardened by, like, grandkids trying it on you day in, day out, trying to get chocolates and sweets and stuff out of you.
Hardened by life, love.
Thank you, Robbie.
Thanks, Robbie.
I think we should put your voice to the test, Jade, with our boss.
Let's see.
Now, what are we going to ask him for? See if it works on him.
I don't know.
Think about it. Something
holiday?
That's...
holiday?
Not attainable usually.
Not attainable. A holiday?
No, let's
holidays
ask,
at Christmas?
Let's ask our boss, JT.
A month off birthday
you
celebration?
Can have, 3 weeks off work without taking any leave.
That's
when?
It.
Like now?
No, at Christmas.
Okay.
Well, that's doable, though, because you guys are going away.
No, but without having the leave taken off
okay,
your leave.
You've got 10 seconds to figure out because I'm dialing the number.
So I'm saving my leave.
But I still get the 3 weeks off.
But ask him, can you get an extra 3 weeks annual leave added to your balance just because you're a great worker?
He's not going to answer.
We'll see. We'll see. Leave a message.
He's probably listening.
He's probably... I'm not picking that up.
He knows what's going on.
Yeah, he's on to us.
All right.
We can't fool the big boss.
Yeah. No, he's too big and powerful. Not happening.
He's big executive, Al.
I know, right?
Well, there you go, Jada.
Can't
obviously doesn't work on him. Oh, thank you.
I'm off the hook.
Off the hook. What's the goss up next with Jackson? Good morning.
Good morning. Really awkward on The Bachelorette last night. Big rejection.
I know.
Also, the absence of Osha makes it awkward. Also, too, something in the water in Hollywood. A lot of pregnancies overnight.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What's the reason?
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Producer Jackson is here with the latest gossip. Good morning.
Good morning. Did you catch The Bachelorette last night?
I didn't watch it, but I've seen the very awkward video of what happened. Tell us more.
Yeah, okay. So there was a contestant called AB who was very flattered by Becky Miles. That was until the rose ceremony. So this is what happened when she said, AB, yo, you got a rose.
AB.
Becky, I'm really sorry.
You're absolutely beautiful, and unfortunately, I cannot accept this vote.
Oh, AB's just declined the rose from Becky. Absolute bombshell.
It's only right that I'm honest with you right now instead of letting you know down the road.
I really appreciate your honesty.
Wow. No, Becky, no.
That's okay, never thanks, happened bye. Before.
Oh, it was very awkward. He was so, like, smitten with her as well. He kind of, like, shaded the other one, Ellie. So Ellie actually did the... Do you know how they do the cutaway to cameras?
Yeah.
Ellie admitted to feeling like a third wheel between them. So who knows what went wrong in the between time?
See, it's already started... The sisters getting jealous and fighting over guys.
Mm-hmm. There's also those rumours that Ellie actually dated one of the guys that's in the house already.
Yeah, so it's I've seen that floating around.
Yeah, because she's been commenting on his Instagrams for months back.
See, that upsets me because I think, like, if you're doing that sort of show, it should be a bunch of fresh people you never met and you're sort of supposed to be pushed outside your comfort zone a little bit and, oh, that person's totally different to what I normally date.
Yes.
I agree. So, Jackson, does that mean AB's left the house then?
Yes, he left the house. He did a backflip in and he did a backflip out.
That's a shame. Yeah,
do you know what?
Thanks, bye.
Well, we're apparently chatting to both Ellie and Becky tomorrow, right?
Yes, apparently.
Apparently.
We'll see.
Don't hold your breath because you could die. How do you think they feel, though, about this? Because I heard the other day that originally this was supposed to go to a woman who's Australian but lives in LA. But
yes,
they were
Shana Burgess.
So they were initially not supposed to get it, but they just begged Channel 10 apparently so much that they were like, okay,
we'll
we've got no one
else.
We'll
do it for a quarter of the price.
Yeah, look.
We'll do it for free. We'll pay you.
Yeah, we'll see how this season rolls out. Let's very quickly, because I know we've got to go to the news, talk about overnight pregnancies. Meghan Trainor went on the Today Show over in the US and said this.
There's actually other news that I've been dying to tell you, and my heart's pounding out of my chest. Okay.
So that's exciting, but not the only celebrity. Kelly Rowland,
another one,
is pregnant as well. She's announced that on the cover of Women's Health magazine.
Oh, wow.
She's definitely off The Voice now.
Yeah.
Too much stress. Wow. Oh, these little bubbers coming into the world. How exciting.
Could you imagine playgroup in LA? Katy Perry's baby, some Beyonce kids in there, Kelly Rowland, Meghan Trainor.
You'd want to have your baby at the... You know what? You want to have your baby at the same time as someone you know. Like, even if you're a celebrity, even if you're a regular...
That's true.
...regular person like us. Because I was looking at my Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And my friend got married at Tangalooma Resort over the weekend.
Yeah.
And, he was there with two other people in our circle and they all have kids at the same age. And I was like, oh, it's quite nice seeing them all together. The babies will grow up, go to the same school that we went to.
Yeah, but if it's like that in the celebrity world, right, if your kid's not as famous as, say, Beyonce's, they're getting left out of everything. They're not getting papped. That's going to damage them in the future, right? It'd damage me.
Oh.
You're feeling left out.
I'll pap you.
Like the ugly duckling.
I'll come walk by your studio in a minute and take a picture.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Grevo.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Jade, your big Halloween party's coming up, but there's another huge party in town. You need to book your table for the Halloween Mexican Fiesta. Saturday, the 31st of October, the night will be filled with laughter, fun, delicious food, a Mexican digger station feast, a mariachi band at the Newcastle Food and Flower Market.
It's going to be amazing. I've heard they're going to have festoon lights
there.
And the mariachi band's coming up from Sydney.
It's going to be great.
Huge.
Sounds awesome.
Sangria on arrival. Delicious food. I'm so excited. I went over there yesterday to see Jess, and I just love it there. It's so nice to just go there, have a coffee, have a bit of lunch, and such beautiful cold cuts. We know. We've tried them
here.
Yeah,
sure
delicious.
Have.
Yeah. We can't wait to celebrate with them at the Newcastle Food and Flower Markets. You can book your tickets by heading over to the website and hit the events tab. Thank you very much. 105 minutes commercial free, kicking off with Jackson in minutes.
Yeah. Dua Lipa in the playlist.
Nice one.
She's so cool, but one of the most boring people to listen to in an interview.
She really is, isn't she?
I'm so sad.
Never
I'm
on
so
the
rich
show.
And beautiful.
I love her.
She's great. Dan and Shay, Tequila.
Oh!
Vanessa Emma Rossi. Absolutely everybody.
Hey.
She's got some pipes, hey. She can sing.
I've never seen her live.
Neither, but just listening to this sounds good.
You know, I've seen her live. I've met her and she forgot who I was. That was heartbreaking.
Well, we were chatting to Mark Holden yesterday, who wrote this song. We should have asked him, how much money are you still making from this song? This.
Did he write this?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
He just got another 0.1 cent for us playing it then.
Oh, fuming. Yeah, oh, well.
We're paying you, Mark Holden.
Yeah, we're your boss, really.
Dr. Cole. Very good.
Coming up after nine. Yes, Dr.
After
Cole.
After this, he's joining us with all your medical questions on 131009, or you can hit us up on our Instagram, JadeMattyCrevo. And, yeah, he knows all, our doctor. I love him. I love our chat.
Jade, Matty and Crevo, the Novos.
This is where Dr. Coleman joins us and he answers all your medical questions and concerns, if you have any. 131009, if there's something that you'd like to ask, maybe you're a little bit embarrassed or you don't want to go to the doctor, you know, initially you'd like to suss out with Dr. Coleman yet and see if he can heal you.
Here he is. Good morning, Doc. How are you today?
Good morning. Yeah, very well. A daylight that's saving for you guys, and I haven't changed, so I'm up an hour earlier.
Oh, God. We missed you last week.
Yeah.
I was on holiday. I was at Kakadu, actually, touring Kakadu National Park.
Isn't that just a beautiful part of the world? I did the Yellow Water Cruise a couple of years back, and it's just so nice to see such, like, natural beauty, right?
Oh, it's fantastic. We did the Yellow Water Cruise. I was on it probably this day last week. It was really beautiful. The Dawn Cruise.
It's actually the oldest piece of untouched land on the planet.
Really?
Yeah, fun fact for you. It's so good. So if you're looking for a holiday this Christmas, do the NT.
Yeah. That's what I think it's a little slogan they've got going at the moment.
I'd see you in the NT. Oh, right. So they go through both. Yeah.
You just don't want to see it written.
No, exactly.
Never want to do that.
Too scandalous.
All right. We've got question number one for Dr. Coleman coming up. And Jade, I do believe that you have a question for Dr. Coleman today as well. We'll hear that after this one.
Hi, Dr. Coleman. I'm 26 and going grey. How do I stop it from happening?
Going grey, I have two words, hair colour. I was going to say boot polish, but that's probably a bit old.
And we'll need another question for you to answer.
Can I put boot polish on my head?
you can't, unfortunately, you can't do much about going grey. So your hair has these, the follicles down where the hair's produced, has little pigment cells which put black or red or whatever colour you are, brunette, into your hair, and once they stop working, usually they stop working, and then the what you have left is grey hair.
What you got.
Dr. Coleman, is it true that stress causes grey hair?
It's always been an interesting one. There's no particular relationship between stress and grey hair, although if you look up the literature, there have been cases where particularly huge stressful events occur and people do seem to go, individuals do seem to go grey after. But I think for nearly everyone, it's just a sign of your hair follicles changing. I mean, often as you get older, it becomes more and more common. But unfortunately, for the 26-year-old, it can really happen at any age. And often you see, you see some people, some footballers or whatever on telly, and they've got a little streak of grey hair, or they used to in the days when no one minded and they didn't colour it. And it's just that particular patch has stopped producing the colour.
Yeah, because I have that.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah, so
Jade's 54, though, no.
It's a lot more common than you think. If you just watch telly, no one on it seems to have it. But if you, and of course with hair colouring, lots of people decide they don't want to show it. But if you, stopped everyone using hair colour, you'd see a lot more greys than you thought.
I mean, we watch the Today Show every day, the medical marvel that is Richard Wilkins. Not a grey hair on his head. Almost 70. Yeah, I don't know how how that happens.
Question number two for the doctor, Jade. I believe you have one for him today.
Yeah. So, Dr. Coleman, I take a vitamin called Vitex. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it says it may help relieve PMS and regulate the menstrual cycle. And I was just wondering if, you know, it is worth taking Vitex, because from the reviews I've read online, it's pretty good. And I've been taking it for a little while now to help with breast pain. Because it says that it's meant to do that, help with fluid retention, abdominal bloating, nervous tension and moodiness as well. But that's the big one for me.
You want to know how long it's going to take to work?
Yeah, like how long will it take for it to kick in?
Look, unfortunately, the Vitex is a brand name and I don't actually know the contents of
what's
the
in it, Jade?
Well,
it says
Vitex Agnus Castus, like A-G-N-U-S. C-A-S-T-U-S.
Snake oil.
Sounds like the name of my someone's aunt.
Let me have a look.
Yeah.
Maybe read it. Oh, look, there's probably some ingredients on the back.
No, I swear that's the ingredient.
Okay. Look,
Snake oil.
For things like PMS and bloating, there are lots of remedies proposed, and a lot of them, Agnus Castus, is a sort of a natural remedy. So it's not something a doctor would prescribe. It's one of those things which is probably true of the majority of vitamins. And herbs. It's probably fairly harmless, except if you spend money on it and you have not much money left. But they don't tend to do a lot.
Sorry, Jade.
How much were they?
I mean, my
20 bucks.
Yeah. So look, if you, it won't do any harm. If you want to keep spending the money, go for it. But it's not really lot.
You're just gonna pee most of it down the toilet, aren't you?
Yeah, I think your kidneys do the work and get rid of it for you. so it's up to you. I'm not going to dismiss it entirely on air, but
99%.
It's apparently from the chasty tree.
What the good doctor is saying, Jade, is if you like spending the money, go for it, but it probably won't help you.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to say
positive. It hasn't started working, has it?
No, well, not really, no.
The doctor's making a great court case.
Thanks, Dr. Cole. What about evening primrose oil? You know, the same thing, I'm guessing.
Snake oil.
Yeah, no, evening primrose oil has had a few studies on it, and really none of them have shown that it's completely useful. So, look, I hope to be the bearer of bad news.
But it's just tough being a woman, and I've got to suck it up.
You do talk to your doctor about some of the symptoms may be alterable with some things, but I don't think those things are really going to do it.
Yeah, grinding up a snake won't fix you.
Damn. Oh, wow. Thank you.
There he is. Dr. Coleman, thanks for joining us. As always, we love that.
And solving medical questions.
You'd like to ask him a question,
hit
us up
on
Insta.
Budget.
Oh, it's all right, Jade. We knew it.
I really thought it was maybe helping.
Even you knew it, because after 2 months, it's done nothing. When's it going to start?
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Yeah, it's a wrap. Of course, tomorrow, massive day for us. We are getting 5 people married live on Facebook.
It's going to be great. I'm so excited. Pop-up weddings in people's front yards. We'll catch up with some of the winners of that tomorrow on the show. Massive show also tomorrow. We're chatting to the Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we are.
Ellie and Becky from the show. So we'll hopefully chat to them. And, guys, the king of radio, Kyle Sanderland's right here on the show.
Yeah.
He does join us. I can't wait to chat to him.
Well, interesting
will
guy.
Will you be fanboying?
Yeah, he will.
You will,
Maddie.
You know I do love the Kyle and Jackie O show. But yeah.
You're hosting your idol
on your own show.
You can't be a fanboy, though. You've got to act cool.
Oh, you will. You never play it cool. You interviewed Ricky Lee, and then you were like, and you're like, remember the time I interviewed you, Ricky? Like, and you started gushing like a schoolgirl.
Look, he's going red
right
now.
You know what?
You're not going to be.
I'm setting myself a challenge. Yeah, no fangirling from me.
No.
Yeah, okay.
We'll see. Jackson, can you please cut this audio off and save it away?
Yeah.
And save it away.
Potentially even play it while we chat to him.
I remember when Kyle talked about you in a podcast interview once and you were like, he talked about me.
I was featured.
I was featured. He didn't say my name, but we knew that it was me he was talking about. You're like, cutie pie.
Look at him. Oh, he's so cute.
It's endearing. It's so adorable.
It is endearing.
Hey, Jackson.
Good morning.
105 commercial free
this
coming
up. This is my cue to throw you the boy and save you.
Thank you.
Alrighty. The Backstreet Boys.
Oh, love this. Yeah. Throwbacks right here on UFM.
Yeah, would you also get hot and flustered around them?
No.
John Mellencamp. This man's furious. His daughter just got fired from The Real Housewives.
Now, there's a man that kept changing his name throughout his career.
Did he
just
as well?
The one.
You can't do that. You get known as one. Like, who else did it, that rapper?
Oh, I was going to say, you go fight Puff Daddy in the car park about
Puff
that.
Puff Daddy.
Diddy. Colleen Bandit as well.
Oh, I love this from them.
Is this new?
Yeah, TikTok.
Nice.
TikTok indeed. 9:03. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. It's kicking off in minutes. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Jake, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.